Yerushalmi Tainus Daf Beis. Gemara continues. We know we mentioned Masha Veruah when Hageshem and Merid Hatal. We do it in the summer. We do it in the winter. And the question will be between Pesach and Sukkos. But what about if a person mentioned the wrong thing? What if a person said the wrong thing? What happens? And what is he supposed to do? So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says that the Zera B'Shem HaChanina. Zera is the name of HaChanina. Person was standing in a season of rain, and instead of saying Mashu Rechman HaGeshem, he said instead Merid HaTol. What's the halacha? You don't have to go back. You don't go back to the beginning of Shemin Esrei. I think whatever, you continue where you are. But Tal, but if you're in the summer and you're saying Yisrael Shamin, Machsirin, then you have to go back. And the question is, what's the difference of the two? Says the Kabbalah to explain that when a person is in Shemin Esrei, when it's like Shamim, you say Machsirin or so. Could we think maybe Lo Yisrael, because you didn't say Tal? So you have to go back because you didn't say Tal? But when you said Tal, you don't have to go back because you what you missed. Because when you missed, so you say Mashiach Merid Hatal, you didn't. You don't have to go back because you said already something. You said Mashiach Merid Hatal, you said something already. But if you're Batal, you're standing in the Kayetz and you didn't say anything, then you didn't mention Ksham and Keshem at all. So therefore you'd have to go back. So to Gemara, that we say that look like this, that you have to go back. It depends. Gemara says to make certain qualifications. Gemara said that was a look like Zera says that you have a clue, you have to go back. The Gemara says, when do we say this halacha? The Gemara says, "Atum in the Nebraisa, Batal, Uberuka, look how we're going to ask you. The Kum did not obligate a person to say the Tal or wins. It's right that they just say, well, if you want to say it, you can mention it. The Torah, because I won't convey it to you. It's not necessary to say, but that's what we don't have. Ashkenazim don't say, we just don't say anything. We don't say, we stop saying Mashiach Menagashim. We don't say anything. We don't have to say Moratal. You don't say Mashiach Moratal. You don't say that at all. But if you want to mention it, you can mention it. But Kum didn't require you to do it. Kum didn't require, which is the basis of, again, the Ashkenazic Minog. Mashenkin, the Sephardic Minog is where you say Moratal. Says the Karban Eidah. Why didn't they make a ask here? Tilma means a common mashroom and a gushim. Im netsum yaylam. You don't have to say it up because why? Because it's not, mashroom doesn't stop. It always continues. It doesn't stop something that rain, not like rain that comes and goes. Tal is always there. The world can't exist without it. The wind is always there. And maybe therefore you don't have to make a special mention of it. Hey, maxivin also. Zok to Gemara. So why did they say you have to go back? Gemara says, no more dumb, make a little maxivin limiko. A person who goes ahead and is a person who makes a little masim is a person who galokas. A person who curses is not doyme. Person who didn't pray at all, but they should not curse. No, you didn't daven, you didn't say anything. Okay, but if you said the wrong thing, that's a curse. That's a kloa, and therefore you don't have to go back. So Mamela, when you mention rain in the summer, that's a kloa. It's a kloa, and the kloa. If you have to go back and undo it, Mashenkin, if you didn't say, just didn't say it. Then look, it would be, then you don't have to go back. It's not an issue. Says the government aid to explain that lo dummy. Man is fama kalel. Shem is a klolu. Shem rain is a klolu bisman the mosachama. Therefore, you have to go back to undo the klolu. But if you didn't say it, it's not a klolu, it's another. You didn't mention it. You should mention it. If you don't mention it, you're not so. Then you don't have to go back. We don't make it go back because lamaisa, it's not a klolu. Don't, you skipped it, so what? It happens all the time anyway, without you, even without you saying it. But it's not a klola, and therefore you don't have to go ahead. And that's why Maxivino saw in such a case that you don't have to go back. That's the way the Kabbalah explains the Gemara. Zak the Gemara. Kasha, Maxivino. So the Zera said a person went ahead and it was a rainy season. And he said, Tal, you don't have to go back. I have a brisa. We don't have a brisa to Tosefta. If you didn't go ahead and request rain in Bechaz Hashanim, we say the same bracha. You didn't say over there not feel the same talmud to the bracha. Or you didn't mention because or you didn't say because in the beginning you have to go back. So you see, my first connective is there. So you don't have to go back if you left out Maxu. You left out Merid Hagashem. You don't have to go back because you didn't say the klala. You don't have to go back. Here we see very clearly in the Braisa. If you didn't say Talmud al Rak, or you didn't say Gishami Masha Rak, you have to go back and steer it to Rav Zera. I'm going to say, but the case over there is where you mentioned the case, In the winter, a person mentions, you don't mention either Tal or Geshem. So if you didn't say anything, then you have to go back. In other words, well, because someone says something, you said Tal, but you didn't say Geshem. That's okay. It's still good. It's not a klola. It's just not, you didn't say the Gebrech of Geshem. It's okay. But when you said nothing at all, then you have to go back. That's what the Bryce is referring to. Why? Because that, the Mamash didn't give in a Kodesh Baruch any Shavach Vodah. He didn't mention anything. Says the Korban Eidah. Well, look, as the person that goes ahead, look, they you didn't do anything. Hilkah Mazir so, because you didn't say anything. But if you mentioned Tal, if you mentioned proper Geshem, it's still good. You don't have to go back because you said something. But Lamaiz, if you said nothing at all, then it's Mamash nothing. You didn't mention HaKadosh Baruch was Brachah. You didn't mention HaKadosh Baruch anything. Therefore, you have to go back. Make you go back in such a case as the Brisa, you would have to go back and say get Geshem. That's the Miyashi the Stira of Zera and the Brisa. Zak the Gemara. Look, a person goes ahead and it goes ahead and says the Brach of the Geshem in Birchas Hashanim. And if in the winter a person didn't say the same Talamata, you didn't say the same Talamata of Bracha. Oh, remember Shemayim, you say it, Shemayim Matvel. You can still say it. Even if you didn't, you can say it later, you can say it in Shema'at Tefillah. That's the place you can still say, you can still put the bracha in there. It's a tefillah in there. Fake the Gemara. If the person didn't say, you forgot Mashiach Ben Agash, Shema'at Kesem Eitz, can you say also Shema'at Tefillah? Is only this a second, same Talamata, same bracha you can say, but you can't say Mashiach, maybe you should say it also there. You should say, if you could say it before Shema'at Kolenu, why can't you say it here as well? Mar says, no, ma'am, ma'am, shy, the shemuruchik. In case when you're asking for rain, which is out of because in Meduchak it's needed. You don't have rain, you can't go ahead and nothing's going to grow. You have no sustenance, nothing will grow. It's mamash a need. I mean, it's maybe we say it's a tefillah. If you say it, we make still a chance to say it. It's important. Askarish Maviah, mentioning rain, which is not a bakasha mitalka tchak. It's just something you mentioned Hashem's karkas, lakoshka, and it's not sure that you should go ahead and you could say it there. The karkas should be, you should always say it there. When you makui to say it, but same bracha, and you didn't say it, but it's a berakha lenu, you didn't say it, you could say it later. Surely it's something you normally have to say. It's not a bakasha. It's not in the bakasha. It's just mentioning the gvura of Hashem. And there surely you should be able to do it later. So what's yeshayla? Does it work? Of course it should be able to work. So Gemara said, no, it doesn't work for another reason. The broadcast where you didn't say it in Shema'at Tefillah. Where a person didn't say it in Shema'at Tefillah, then the Gemara said, no, you have to go back and not. But in Nachanami, but the Gemara, if you said it, it would be good enough. You could do it here as well. So a person would say, you didn't say it here, and you say it for Shema'at Tefillah, you could do that. So therefore, coming out of the Gemara is telling you, in Nachanami, that if you said, even you forgot Masha Baruch Man Hageshem, but you said it later in Baruch Aleinu, you said before Shema'at Tefillah, or in the Baruch Shema'at Tefillah, I should say, Enochanami, it should work. It should work. And Mamela, therefore, the Gemara is telling you that it's only talking about the Loch of St. Baruch, of St. Talmudah, but Enochanami, Shema'at Tefillah would work for this as well. Both of them would consider it to work. We don't pass this with Loch, but Lamai said this was the Gemara's time. Not the Gemara right. What about a person goes ahead? A person went ahead and forgot to say it, both in Baruch Aleinu and said, we've got again. And when you go back, they go back to the beginning of Shemayat, you go back to just to Shemayat. You're already up to Moedim. You realize you didn't say it. How far do you have to go back? Do you have to go back all just to Shemayat Tefillah, but you can squeeze it in? Or do you have to go back to the beginning of Shemayat? In fact, the Gemara said, according to explains the Gemara's Kasha, that you go ahead, when you say it, until you go back, if you didn't say it till later, they would say, you go back, Shema'at Tefillah, because Hashanah, when you have to go back. So the Gemara, you go back to the beginning of Shema'at Tefillah. If you forgot Yal V'Yavo, you have to go back. If you're alive, you can go back to Avodah, to go back to Ritzay. But here too, if you go, you already step back your feet, it means you finish Shema'at Tefillah, and you have to go back to the beginning of Shema'at Tefillah. If you didn't, you're still davening Shemayat Esrei, even if you pass Shemayat Tefillah, you can go back still to Shemayat Tefillah and say and insert this into the bracha there, and you don't have to repeat Shemayat Esrei again. Gemara said you can still go back before you move your feet. That's the criteria. You can go back and say it the bracha here as well. You could say before Shemayat Tefillah, start again from there without going back to the beginning, and be able to be yotze with that. That's be yotze to do with that, and it'll be yotze as if you said. Zakta Gemara, In Ninveh, because there was a tremendous drought, they have to go ahead and declare a tainus after Pesach. They came and asked Rabbi Yishayla, are they allowed to do that? Should they do that? In other words, rainy season begins first at the beginning of Pesach. So therefore, why are you mentioning, you just mentioned it now, should you go ahead now, go ahead and do be so concerned about making a fast right now? It's the beginning of the season. Maybe it's no good. Maybe you should do it now. So Gemara says, they want to know, when should you do it? Was it proper to do it? And they're throwing no one, do it, what do you do it over here? In Ninveh. So Emily Rebbe says, Lubanasa, go ahead and make it. Go ahead and make it. Because Lemaisa, because the rain is needed, then like in Ninveh, rain is needed, then you go taka do it. You should go ahead and do it. Now let's go ahead and make a tainus. Racha Deshana Rishibir Shal Tefila. Don't you go ahead and change from the formula Tefila? Don't go ahead and change it. No, you got to go ahead. Don't put it in other places. Put it only in the place you mentioned where you're supposed to, but don't insert it. Don't make up new tefillos. When you left it out, don't put it in now. Says the Korban Eder, what does that mean? That the Binyan Shaila, when you're going to ask it, don't put it someplace else where it doesn't belong. You're going to go back and do it again, not because it's an Eitz Sara, and you're doing it now, but can you do it? And he said, go make the tainus and go do it. Don't make it in, don't do it in a place where it doesn't belong. Only a place where the Matbeah Shal Tefila. Where should you say it then? Where people in Ninveh, where should they say it? They don't say Mevarech Hashanim. So then where is the proper, but they usually have to say the same Baruch of the same Talmud. Where should they say it? That's where you should say it, Shmei Tefila. It's a time of a tzara, a time of a great need. That's where you should say it from. Shmei Tefila is the proper place, a proper time to say it, not regular Shela Shalom, because Shela Shamim, but rather in this place over here. So the Gemara, I come and make an army of Zerbishem, Akunalo Shamekhaz Hashanim. You don't mention it if you didn't make Benjamin Hashem. Oh, so it's great. I mean, but you didn't say it was Hashem, but it's a mason. He's a master of Ruch Managash, and it's a great Shemayat Fila. You see over here, Rabbanach, like I said, you should do it by Shemayat Fila. So you see, that it was given a formula. You could do it over there anytime you want. So you see that we do say it. We said, don't turn Mishan into Fila. So what's going on? He said, do we do it by Mishan into Fila? Here we're doing changing. I'm putting in the right place. You're changing in the order. You're saying it later on, a place where there's a law. So what should you do? Should you just do it by Shemei Tefila? Well, you're allowed to change the Seder HaTefila, I mean, Mishana. So therefore, when you see also you could do it, when should you be able to do it? So Gemara says, no, in Akanami, the one saw that, Rav Yossi, Tumah, Kishit, Rav Yossi, Hei, Kumama, what did you say? When Yossi, we changed your mindset, but here's one of the six brachas that you say, when you hit on a fast day, you hit on six brachas, one of those brachas that you hit on will be this bracha that you'll ask for the Geshama. So the Gemara says, I couldn't hear, but see, bro, this only answers the halacha when you have those places we have in a minute to say six extra brachas in a time when it's a time of a special tefillah. But you say that's a tzibah, but an individual doesn't say six extra brachas. So when do you do it? When do you say it? So a person forgot to say it. When should you say it? You don't have the extra six brachas that you have, but a tzibah. So therefore, when should a yakadu? But tefillah, when should he eat? Hechan amra. Amachanina, look at amra shavzei v'shamay. You know, yakadoveh tzorakam shavzei tefillah. A person can ask, will tzorakam shavzei tefillah? He will tzorakam him. This is one of the tzorakas. We know that halakha is, person now shavzei, whatever you want to ask for, except for refuah that you ask for refainu, but anything you want, any bakasha a person wants to have, you can say it when? That's the time you do it. You do it in the time of shavzei tefillah. And this is a bakasha like any other bakasha. Therefore, it's the way you should say it. It's one of the tzorakim. And therefore, you should say it in this particular time. So Akta Gemara, that we said, look, as if you say, go ahead and say, time of Morad Tol, you said Geshem instead, you have to go to Shemesh because it's a Kalala, you have to undo the Kalala. So Gemara says, when the Halacha applies in such a case, when do we say this? Don't remember by the Malach, say a person went in David. He doesn't remember what he said. He didn't remember, doesn't remember if he said, Mashiach, Managashem, Morad Tol. I mean, Kol, Shosh, Mashiach, Mashiach, first 30 days, whatever he said, belong until now, whatever he's been saying the last few months, we assume that's part of his habit, what he said automatically. And mainly he has to go ahead. And if it's the wrong thing, he has to repeat from Nasrani again. After 30 days, which is basically 90 times, three tefillahs a day, if you're not sure, you have no suffix, then you can assume you said it properly. And mainly if you don't have to go ahead and repeat from Nasrani. So that's the criteria of the cutoff of whether we say a person can continue or not continue. So we're saying right now the person can't continue if it's not part of those brachas. So to Gemara, That the result locally we say beginning Shminat Seres. One wants to know. About second, you have 2 days of Yonder. The Chutzlovitz Maskev and Musaf. We say Musaf on the first day. Pay no Maskev. But Minchah V'Arish Hashav. You don't say it on the first day. Well, Maskev and you mention it by Musaf on the second day. You mention it from then on. So beginning, you say it only after Minchah by Minchah. And then you say it by Mincha, and a masker, Mincha, I was a chakras. You don't mention it on Mincha, Mary, the chakras, but a masker, but you do mention the Muslim on the second day. From then on, you go ahead and you continue. That's what you say it, Yom Maksham. That's what we do. Be the eighth day. That's when we say a person should go ahead and make these day, make the, say the statement, is would be that the time that we had, not earlier. And surely not any later would be the time to do it. It's like the Gemara. At the look, we said, look at by Shminat Seres. You go ahead and you do it the first day. When it says, we have a look that we know that the Tishra is different. Because in Bavali, we're not going to do this thing, the change of Makeshman to make it the beginning of Makeshman. El Yom Shish, my God, 60 days into Kufah of Tammuz. When he said the tomb of Kufah Tammuz, that's what you do it for. That's where it comes out in Eretz Yisrael. Today, even today, is different. Eretz Yisrael, they change. They went by Shvi Shel Pesach, and by we changed it right afterwards. But however, we asked for rain. We have rain by Sukkot, actually by the last day of Sukkot. However, we said we wait 60 days, which is Tekufah of December 4th. That's when we do it. So there's Tekufah Tish, Tekufah Tammuz. That's when we do it. So therefore, we see there's an Afkamina. So we're talking like that we wait till that time. We don't mean we have machlokas kananya in the Mishnah. We don't say it's machlokas in the Mishnah. We say the Mishnah does not say it before, and therefore we follow that sheet that we go with the wait those days. So tomorrow we're going to the bride, some and we say, look, let's go ahead in the Mishnah. You wait the third or seventh day, it'll be Eretz Yisrael. How about Kutzlar? It's a Kutzlar. It's called everything according to this man, it's called everything according to the situation. In other words, therefore, why? When you go ahead and rain? When you need rain. The time of the season. Maybe there's a different season of the year. Eretz Yisrael needs rain at that time. Maybe other people need rain later. If there's no excess, so you have to wait to see on the Tekufa, the people there, Melura, what exactly is the proper thing? When is there a need for rain? When should you start saying this tefillah? When it's the proper time of the rainy season that requires rain. But otherwise, we don't do it. Otherwise, we don't do it. So at the Gemara, we learned halacha. We said halacha require it. That the halacha we did at Gemara said not at all. So what's that? You want to be said halacha begasha matal. He must halacha that all you must have done amashi. But once by tal, he wants to go mention the tal the whole year. You can go ahead and do that. So by maske by kshamim, you only mention kshamim. It's the season now for kshamim. By tal, you can mention anytime you want. If you mention the whole year, you can mention it the whole year. So at the Gemara, this machlokes Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. I'm sure rain is not during the sukkah. It's not a brach. It's a klala. So why do you mention it at all? Right time it should happen, as we explained before. So we see the right. Well, Lezer says, I bring a raya to my position that you bring it. You say it for when you need it for, not now, but when you need it. We learn about the kantor and say kavimim to kasamaisim. We say, look, the rains are precious in the season, just like kiasamaisim is a certain time. So to rain is good for a certain time that it comes down. Otherwise, it's not a bracha. It's not a siman bracha. It doesn't come down at the right time when you need it. It's not a bracha, it's a klala. To me, I can go ahead and compare rainfall to what's going on by Makias HaMeisim. There's no comparison at all. What's the comparison? But Menashe Yechem, Isaac Lamas, the person who goes ahead and wants to go ahead to Makias HaMeisim at any moment is proper. Lord Menashe Yechem, Mitra Lamas, a person does not want rainfall any time. Of course he wants it. So therefore, just like over there we say, the time that you can probably be Noyeg to go ahead, go ahead and make it where you follow pray, giving praise. So two over here, it goes the right thing. Mitzvah Ema said, go ahead and when you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fear the Ema Sadin, and you fear that, then you go ahead, you say it's proper to have the rain to come out of the time when it's supposed to do for a change because of your tefillah for Rabbim, the tefillah of your Rabbim, to have Geshem. Therefore, it's considered appropriate to have the thing called at this time to be able to consider that it would not be a tefillah. There would be no gay because it's already past the season of Geshem. So it's telling you, Dafka, in such a case, we're talking about when you have it, Geshem ain't no Geshem is when you have to go ahead and do it. The Gemara said, look, we didn't say Melios, Melios, Melioska. So it means you should always go ahead and mention it. What's the difference? Mention any time, even the summer. It'll happen later. So what's he doing? Why should he do it now? So look, here we have a Makalikas Tanah. Here's some of the other coffees on some stuff. You should maybe shoot this Balak and disagree on the Alok of the Gula. But in Avi Lazar, I'm there, and he saw the Gula. Okay, so let's do Shuva, and he goes, I'm not going to be Nigali Island. They don't do tshuva. It's not an automatic thing. Only through tshuva that it comes. If they're in the tshuva, they're not going to come. The Gemara said, that's what we say, except the repentance and don't be shaveyon. Should be for that, for that particular time, it be considered part of your process of what you need. Pastor said, Kaisel didn't do tshuva, they'll never be redeemed. Forever they'll be stuck. That can't be. Kaisel puts on them a very difficult king like Haman, make all kinds of decrees. If they're foolish, they're beginning to sin, get too lazy. Beginning to sin, Akash Broker sends them a malach, sends them somebody who's out for blood, who's, through whatever situation it would be, but it's Melakasha. And if our says, my God, say, everybody did tshuva in the Golan. Yes, sorry, the Yaakov ministry. He said, Kaisel responds when it's a difficult day. Ksara, if we say over here, it's an Eitzel Yaakov, they'll respond. So over here, they'll respond as well. So at the Gemara, that look, we say, Rabbi Akiva statement, and realize that Machlokas Yeshua between the look when it's considered, when you bring this down. So the Gemara says, look, we have a stira. One place we say, Yeshua said that the look would be, can I guess when can happen any time? The other place you see Yeshua can only happen afterwards, but it's only when he go ahead later you do it, together with the person. So immediately, therefore, that's much less of a rachrayas, much less of a responsibility, but that's the Gemara said, that's what he has to do, is be able to accept it and be able to go ahead and do that, because it's a set time. A set time is clearly when the halakha saw, when the zmanim are, and male, therefore, that is what you do. So why do we have to go? The Mishnah tell us this. The Mishnah just tell us simply the requirement of to be able to go ahead and allow other things to come in at the same time would be considered yotzei, the bracha, yotzei, the thing what we said before, but the kiddush would be yotzei in this as well. So at the Gemara, that we said halacha would be, we'll discuss the b'risa now, coming on to the second stage of the b'risa. We'll continue with this later, tomorrow.